Hey, 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 welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fund their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. And today we're going to answer the question of the day. I am so excited to be here and answering your questions. And thank you for submitting your questions. I always get excited when I receive your questions. And I always get excited as well to answer your questions. So today's question is, do we need a commercial office to start a home care agency? So that is a great question. I've seen people ask this question a lot, and this is a very reasonable question. You want to know, once you know whether or not you're gonna have a commercial office, that is gonna help you create your budget. You'll know how much more money that you need in order to cover your rent, space, and all those great stuff. So by the end of this podcast, you'll have an answer as which way to go. But the answer, really, like, I'll tell you a little bit about my story. When I started my agency, I wasn't really ready financially to take on such a task of owning a home care agency. I used to be a bedside nurse. In the beginning, I really enjoy my work as a bedside nurse. I enjoy taking care of patients. I enjoy being there for them, helping them get better, nurse them back to life. But after being there for a few years, I started getting like frustrated with the politics. I started feeling overworked, burnt out, frustrated. And I tried to fix things on my own and trying to see, hey, maybe I need to move to a different department. Maybe I need to go back to school. Maybe I'm just bored. That's what I'm feeling this way. And it didn't matter what was the solution that I chose. Changing unit, getting promoted to a unit of my dream, that didn't help. Going back to school to get my master's in nursing education, that didn't work as well. And I was in a place where I needed to find what is it that I needed to do. What was my next assignment? Because I knew this part of my assignment was going to an end, like being at the bedside. And I knew there was a next assignment. And I knew for me it was being in the home care industry. And that's how I got started with my home care business. And I wasn't really prepared financially to do that. And that's why when I started my agency, I literally started this in my closet. My office was in my closet. When I used to meet with employees, I will meet with them at the clubhouse of the place where I used to live. I will meet with them at the coffee shop. I will meet with them at the library. I was willing to make it work. However, like that looked like, and I did that. But after a certain point, our agency started growing more, and there was no way being at the house was going to be efficient. And at that time, we moved to a location. We upgraded the type of agency that we had, and we did all of that. So that's my story. So now, to answer the question, do you need a home office or do you need a commercial office? It is different based on where you live. Your state regulation is going to tell you what you need to do, whether or not you need an office or a commercial office. When I say you need an office, or if you can do this work from home. So that's where you need to check. But most states really do not require for you to have a commercial office. So for the most part, you will probably be fine. But you want to make sure that you are checking the rules and regulations for your states and see what they say on that. And my advice with, like, now let's say you check the regulation, you see you don't need an office. Now it's still your choice. If you want to have an office, go for it. If you don't want to, don't do it if your state allows you to do that. But what I will say is really start with knowing who you are, knowing who you really are, knowing how you work, knowing how disciplined you are. If you are not disciplined, you cannot work from home. If you don't know how to put in place boundaries, you cannot work from home. What do I mean? If you're working from home and you're telling your family, hey, I'm working from home, and now they think you're not doing anything. Everybody started showing up at the wrong time. Everybody's calling you to babysit their daughter, give them a ride, and do all these things because they don't know. They think like you're just sitting at home and you don't have any boundaries. You're going to say yes because you want to please everyone. Working at home is definitely not for you unless you are willing to be disciplined and have established boundaries. For me, my family respected what I was doing, so I didn't have the need to even establish boundary and say no or yes, because they already understood that I was working. But most people won't understand that you're working from home. And also, how disciplined are you with yourself? At home, you get distracted. You have the TV, you have the refrigerator, you have all of those distractions there. So will you be able to manage that? And when you're home, it's like you're home. If you're not disciplined and today you say, hey, I'm going to stay in bed, and you're not treating your business like a business and you're treating it like a hobby, you're going to get those type of results. So how disciplined are you to work from home? So if you know you're not disciplined, if you know you cannot balance and make the difference between work and play, then whether your state allows you and say, yeah, you can do this from home, my recommendation to you is to get an office so you can separate your two, like the two, you can separate work, you can separate home, and you can establish the right boundaries. When your family know you're at the office, they know you're working, you can stay organized, your client's file can stay personal and private and locked, and no one else will touch them. So that will be my recommendation. But at the end of the day, first, you have to check the state's regulations, and then you have to make sure if your state say yes, you need an office, a commercial office, you have to do what the state requires. If they say no, then it's your choice whether or not you want to have an office based on how disciplined you are and based on how you work. So that is my answer to this question. So if you have any questions, I would like to ask you to keep them coming. And the way you submit your questions, you just go on Apple Podcasts, you leave us a rating as well as a review. And the review, please let us know how this podcast is. And I also want to thank all the people who have left us rating and reviews. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful for it. But to go back to what we were talking, if you want to leave a put a question, make sure you put it in the review, put your questions there, and anything about, as long as it pertains to home care industry, startup, growth, and anything about home care, put it there. Make sure to put your name so I can give you a shout out. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode.